The Annex Wealth Management Show on 92.5 Fox News is hosted by Annex Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. Important information about the qualifications and business practices of Annex is available at annexwealth.com. Different types of investments involves varying degrees of risk. Please consult with a qualified fiduciary advisor about your specific situation. Know the difference. Now, the Annex Wealth Management Show on 92.5 Fox News.
It's an inflation bounce. Welcome. It's Money Talk, the Annex Wealth Management Show. In the next 60 minutes, we're going to cover a lot. Going to have a couple of team segments to kind of hear how we think and operate at Annex Wealth Management on behalf of our clients. But there's a lot going on. We need to take a worldwide view on the show this week. And so let's get to it. I'm Danny Clayton, Dr. Brian Jacobson, Chief Economist. Hey, Brian.
It's good to be here.
And we got Dave Spano, our President and CEO, Annex Wealth Management.
Yeah, thanks, Danny. Of course, we do have a lot to cover. And let's really start with where Danny was at, which was the CPI report that we got earlier in the week. Then we'll make our way through the geopolitical news that was flying around this week as well. But let's start with the CPI because I think that's important.
It really is, mainly because a lot of people were anticipating that we would see a somewhat softer consumer price index report. And CPI, that is one of the ways in which we can measure inflation. So it's the change in that price index. And it came in a lot hotter with the most recent reading, which was for the month of March. And that was after a hot reading in January and February. So we were expecting to see a little bit of a pullback in inflation. Unfortunately, we did not get that. A lot of the inflation continues to be driven by shelter costs, but then also energy. Energy prices have been up quite a bit, which is going to tie into what we talk about in terms of geopolitics. But then there are some other components as well, as far as with insurance costs. If you've looked at the cost to insure your home, your automobile, those have been on the rise. And so a lot of the narrative coming out of the Fed this week has really been about, this is why we believe we can be patient. The growth numbers are good, inflation numbers, not so much. And that might just call for some patience as they pause here where interest rates are.
Yeah, and there's some impatience from the equity markets.
Yes.
But again, up 0.4%. So that annualizes over 3.5% above the Fed's target. And as you pointed out, both energy prices and owner's equivalent rent are part of that. But we need to talk about what's happening with energy prices, because that really pulls in the geopolitical story.
It does. And so there are a couple dimensions to energy prices. Some of the increase in energy prices is because growth in the United States has been better than expected. And so when you have growth, that takes more energy. It needs to be fueled somehow. And so you have that demand side to the equation. But then the supply side of the equation, U.S. output of oil has been at a record high, and so that's a good thing. However, we know that the conflict between Ukraine and Russia has really compromised Russia's ability to produce, and then you also have the conflict in the Middle East. So that's where it gets between Iran and Israel. Israel, clearly not a major producer, but Iran has been, and one of the big concerns is whether or not this spills over, blocks the Straits of Hormuz, which is really one of those paths through which oil in the Middle East makes it to the rest of the world.
And you see the U.S. warships moving into that area as well, so that's certainly going to get the attention of everyone in the world, much less the investing public. But as you pointed out, the supply side has been pretty good and productivity has been better. A labor supply is up. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago, but immigration is pushing up labor supply. And of course, right now we're starting to see all those supply chains open up.
Yep.
So that, of course, is making inflation a bit stickier. On the other side, what we're seeing is, for example, what's happening with China, and we could be importing deflation. I think that that deserves some attention as well.
Oh, absolutely. That, I think, could be a huge story for the balance of this year, because China has really built up excess capacity in their manufacturing sector. If you think about some of the stories around electric vehicles and things like that, where Treasury Secretary Yellen went over to China to talk to them and kind of give them a little warning, saying that don't really try to flood the markets with cheap goods. Now, as a consumer, we might like the idea of those cheap goods, but it does have implications for U.S. production. How do we compete against that if the Chinese government is effectively subsidizing this excess capacity? So if China, they have really been struggling to kickstart their growth One of the ways that they've been trying to do it is by investing more in capacity. And if they have too much, maybe we're going to be able to continue to import deflation from China.
And you look at Janet Yellen going over to China. And at the same time, I'm sure you saw this, Ben Bernanke was called to the European Central Bank and asked a number of questions on his opinion of what's going on with their inflation forecasts.
That's right. Yeah, he was really commissioned to provide an update to the Bank of England to talk about why they got everything so wrong with their forecasts. What was wrong with their framework? And honestly, when he was originally called on to do that, I thought it was somewhat ironic, mainly because he didn't do a very good job of forecasting these things either.
And neither did Janet Yellen being called to China when she, of course, said it was transitory. So
That's true. I
caught that humor as well. I guess you don't have to be an economist.
No. And it does help to have that outside view to come in and what are different lessons that can be learned. But I think that we all kind of know what they should do. They need better data. They need better analysis and really maybe to operate with a little bit more humility and not really pin all of their hopes on one particular outcome that they're forecasting. Recognize that these forecasts, their expectations of the future, that there's still a range of outcomes and they could be wrong, and that calls for some humility.
Let's change directions quickly because earnings season has begun in the financials. Banks in particular started to report. That's not going to be evident of the rest of the earnings season, but we did see a number of earnings come out of banks that certainly warranted attention.
That's right. And, you know, the bank earnings are one thing, but what we really like to pay attention to is what are they saying about the overall economy, because they do have their finger on the pulse of Main Street America. And the big banks, when they reported, it was kind of all over the place. Their net interest income, so the money that they make by taking deposits and then making loans, didn't improve as much as people were hoping for. So the big reason for that is if you think about the deposits that they take, they have to pay you for that. Those interest costs have gone up. And while interest rates have increased for the loans that they make, they haven't moved up in tandem. So there was a little pressure there. But one thing that I really took notice of is that the credit loss provisions were a lot lower than what I would have expected. Mm-hmm. So banks are required to basically come up with an estimate of when they make a loan, not all of them are going to be good. And so they have to kind of come up with a guess as to how much of those might end up defaulting or being restructured in the future. And if they're expecting weak growth, you would expect that number to rise, but it actually fell from the previous quarter. So I actually, you know, maybe they'll be wrong about that forecast, but to me, that's a little encouraging that from those various banks, they're projecting that no landing / soft landing scenario that a lot of people have been talking about.
So those comparisons that the banks beat were a little higher than what we're going to expect from the rest of the earnings season, where comparisons will be easier to beat as we go forward. Earnings season is expected to be good as we move into quarter two.
Let's get you ready for the rest of this year and beyond. There's a lot going on. That's our Week in Review. It's powerful information, yours for free. It's always available on demand at the top of the hour, wherever you get your podcasts. Also, the Axiom newsletter. This is Money Talk, the Annex Wealth Management Show, Sunday, April 14th. Still to come, when's the best time to work with Annex Wealth Management? And depending on your age, what are the priorities? We're going to be right back on 92.5 Fox News. Inflation, market volatility, global unrest, a presidential election. You're not alone if you're feeling stressed about your investment and retirement planning. Take control with help from Annex Wealth Management. We'll build a plan that works for you, your family, and your investment and retirement goals. Annex offers financial planning at every level. Just starting out, there's Annex Ignite. If retirement is on the horizon, Annex Comprehensive Wealth is a great fit. If you've got high net worth and complex planning challenges, consider Annex Private Client. Know the difference with a fee-only fiduciary. AnnexWealth.com. We are back. Hey, you want to dig in deep into the market with resources from the Annex Wealth Management Investment Committee? I'm going to recommend subscribing to the Annex Wealth Management SWAT podcast. That's fresh early every Monday morning, wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a client of Annex, make sure you're active on that client center. Exclusive content, including Annex University presentations. Most of our content free for everybody, but our clients always get more. I'm Danny Clayton, Dr. Brian Jacobson in the studio. He is our chief economist at Annex Wealth Management. Dave Spano, president and CEO.
Thanks, Danny. Of course, Dr. Brian Jacobson, chief economist. That says a lot, but yeah, I will have to tell you that it is very difficult to forecast the economy. Mm-hmm. There are certain number of economists that said we were going to go from a hard landing, and then they moved that to a soft landing, and now it certainly looks like a no landing. Mm-hmm. And that is because there's so many inputs that go in, and the resilience of the U.S. economy is so significant. You know, we know that the labor force is growing.
Yep.
We know that oil and gas production continues to be up and productivity is getting better. Yeah. One of those things is from AI, but all of this goes in together, which makes the economy in the United States the envy of the world.
It really does. You know, some people call it American exceptionalism, but there's really a good reason for it. We do have a more flexible labor force than they do in other countries, the ability to move to other places, jump from one job to another, you get better job matching. The productivity, I think, is really the key there, especially for longer term growth. You know, good productivity growth can cover over a multitude of problems. If you look at the productivity numbers coming out of Europe, that's nothing compared to what we have in the United States. We're very quick to innovate and then to adopt those new technologies. We're not even beginning to really see the productivity gains from artificial intelligence. Most of the productivity gains today are actually more from a few years ago as people learn to use different communication skills, technologies, automation coming out of COVID. So that whole idea of necessity being the mother of invention, that's very true. The United States, we just adopt that very quickly. And then we see that in terms of the growth numbers, and hopefully that also means that the equity markets will have that support for earnings as we expect they'll continue to march upward and onward.
And that's pretty good. That's exactly where I was going to go. The fact that GDP is growing, that our economy is strong, and therefore that will translate into higher market valuations. And we continue to see that across the platform. And that is the reason why, folks, you need to stay invested and know what you own, why you own it, and how much you're paying for it.
Dave Spanos, our president and CEO, Dr. Brian Jacobson, chief economist. We got them for the rest of the show. Still to come, what's the best time to start to engage with Annex Wealth Management for investment and retirement planning? We're going to tackle that next. This is Money Talk, the Annex Wealth Management show on 92.5 Fox News. Good news, bad news. The good news, inflation today is nothing like it's been in the past few years. The bad news, lower inflation doesn't mean lower prices. Inflation only records the size of price increases. When it goes down, prices are still higher than they were before. In fact, a recent study showed investors still consider inflation their single biggest threat to their investment and retirement plans. We don't blame you if you're concerned about how inflation might affect your legacy, your financial freedom, or your confidence. It's time to meet with the team at Annex Wealth Management for investment, retirement, tax, and estate planning. Annex is a fee-only fiduciary. We'll review what you own. We'll work together to build a plan that's right for you and your family. And we'll guide you on your way to achieving the kind of retirement you desire. Whatever's kickstarting your questions, market volatility, global unrest, an upcoming presidential election, or stubborn inflation, it's time to know the difference. Financial planning at every level. Annex Comprehensive Wealth, Annex Private Client, Annex Ignite. Click the Get Started button at AnnexWealth.com. Know the difference with Annex Wealth Management? We took a call a while back on a radio show where the caller was a couple of years away from retirement, and he asked an interesting question. I'll paraphrase. So basically, when should I get in and talk to you guys? And if I remember correctly, he was 62, something like that, right, Mark Beck?
Yeah, I think so.
Mark Beck is Chief Growth Officer at Annex Wealth Management. Mark, when I heard that, I thought about where he was on the retirement path and how we would have different planning processes with him, say, than somebody in their 40s or maybe somebody in their 70s. That is custom and comprehensive wealth management and planning, right?
It is, yeah. And I think the answer to the question, by the way, when should I get in to see you guys, is as soon as you're ready for advice. And I think it's not about age, but it's about a mindset. When you're ready for advice, that's the time when you seek out the relationship with a wealth management firm that's ready to provide that advice.
That's a good point. If I could go back in time and talk to the 35, 40-year-old version of me, I think I would have said, now is the time. Let's say somebody engages Annex Wealth Management in their 40s. What's the process with them?
In the 40s, we're talking about directional planning. We're building financial security, and we're building the foundation to be able to begin to build upon. So we're making sure that we have things like emergency funds covered, the right life insurance potentially in place, and then we're charting a good path towards using the right tools for accumulation. So we're saving in the right spots, we're going in the right direction from that perspective, and being as tax efficient as we can, all with the eye towards setting up maximum flexibility for the next couple of decades.
let's say somebody's in their 50s and they come to Annex Wealth Management. They've been longer in their work cycle. Kids, if they've got them, might be in college. Retirement is off looming in the distance, but it's not that far away.
Yes, you're right. And this is a spot where we've got to be very diligent. You can't lose any time here because this is typically where, you know, disposable income is higher. So savings patterns can be stronger. We're maxing out the tools that are available to us. We're building some tax diversification within our plan. We're starting to really get sort of a sense directionally on where we're headed, and we're making the course adjustments now so that we're on path to achieve the goal, not just get there and figure out where we are.
Let's get to that caller who was just a couple of years away from retirement. If somebody comes to us at that point in their life, where are we working with them?
Yeah, we're starting to execute at this point. There are a lot of decision points that come about in your 60s. We start to look at things like transitioning into retirement. Where's the healthcare going to come from? We have decisions around pensions or Social Security income. We're starting to understand what the lifestyle expectation is and how we're going to support that with our resources. Again, with an idea around how are we going to do this efficiently. We've really got to be thinking about the tax impact into our retirement years. So we're lining those things up, more detailed planning.
Mark Beck is Chief Growth Officer at Annex Wealth Management, and we meet our clients where they're at. I know we work with clients who are already retired. What happens when we do that, and maybe there's an existing plan from somebody else? They come to Annex. How do we treat that?
Yes, sometimes that makes our job a little easier. We have this starting point already, which is typically the data. One of the barriers for people, the reason that sometimes there's procrastination that creeps in, is the idea of having to gather all of this information together. We work with some clients who are extremely detail-oriented. They've got the spreadsheets. They're ready to go. And others, where collecting the statements sort of feels like a task, right? So if you've already got some of that stuff in place, the transition to us to be able to help you fine-tune the plan, dig deeper into the planning, and of course, align the investment portfolio with your goals and provide the advice and guidance that you need from that perspective.
Now, that's somebody who's been retired for a while. If there's somebody that's been retired for a longer period, in fact, my dad came to Annex in his 80s. He had moved back to be nearer to family. I felt it important that he have a fiduciary working on his stuff. That's not uncommon.
Yes, absolutely. This is a spot where we're watching out for major mistakes that can come creeping in. Financial security, the risks to that, right? And we're making sure that, you know, the estate plan is in place, any philanthropic goals are set, and we know how we're going to accomplish those. We're being as efficient as we can. We're talking about what's the legacy, what do we want to have happen with our money when we're ready to leave it either to loved ones or to our favorite charities, things like that.
That's the when. Let's just talk about the where. There's Annex Private Client, there's Annex Comprehensive Wealth, and there's Annex Ignite. Let's talk a little bit about Annex Private Client.
Annex Private Client is where we're working with those folks where the financial situation has become advanced and we've got complexities and opportunities, both on the tax and estate and philanthropy, and certainly with customizing the investment portfolio to fit their needs. That's what Private Client is about, is bringing the strategists from those areas together to help execute in a more complex financial situation.
We're going to meet you where you're at, whether in your 40s, your 50s, your 60s, 70s, maybe you're beyond. Investment, retirement planning, tax planning, and estate planning. We do it as a fee-only fiduciary. Mark Beck, Chief Growth Officer at Annex Wealth Management. Thank you.
My pleasure.
This is Money Talk, the Annex Wealth Management Show, Sunday, April 14th. There's still more to come. Quick break. We're going to be back. This is 92.5 Fox News. Market volatility, global issues, inflation, still more than a few headwinds this year. That's probably why Americans feel uncertain about their financial futures. Boomers, not much room for error. Gen X might need more than a 401k. And for millennials, it's time to get real about saving and investing. Talk to Annex Wealth Management. Build security with a partner on your side for unbiased advice. You may need more than investments. That's why Annex delivers tax and estate planning. There's an Annex plan personalized for you. Click the Get Started button at AnnexWealth.com. We're back, and here we go with Ask Annex. You got a question for us? You head to the website, AnnexWealth.com. We get back to everybody. Don't have to be a client for that. If we can help, you hit that Get Started button. We'd love to do that as well. In the studio, Fred Coleman, a CFP and a wealth manager at Annex Wealth Management. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Danny.
Yeah, we got Matt Moores, the investment team manager and a CFP. Welcome.
Hey, Danny.
Question number one, Ask Annex. Roth conversions are in my future in the next several years. I'll do more research, but do most convert all at once, or do you spread out over several years?
Yeah, for the most part, you want to spread those out. And the reason is because anytime you do a Roth conversion, that's ultimately added to your income. So if you do a $1 million Roth conversion, there's going to be an additional $1 million added to your income, which ultimately is going to push you into a higher tax bracket. So spreading that out, spreading that million out over, let's say, 20 years or 10 years, that's going to make that tax hit a lot easier, because anytime you do too much at one time, not only is it going to increase the amount that you're paying to the IRS, but it's also in that given year, it's going to affect different deductions, credits, can even affect your Medicare. If you're retired, you want to be extra careful as well, because again, it can affect your Medicare and you can get penalized if you make too much.
Do we lay that out for our clients?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So one of the big things that we do here at Annex is a Roth conversion analysis, and that goes along with our tax plan. And so that's not only looking at the current year, but looking out into the future. You can't necessarily project tax rates, but we can look at them, what they are now, what we know they're going to be, and plan out your income for years to come.
Next up on Ask Annex, earnings season coming up. What companies or sectors are being watched by your investment people? Is there a trend you're interested in?
Great question. I reached out to Jason Cooper on our team, who basically just lives in earnings calls for the next couple months. His response to that is that he's monitoring all sectors. He's listening to earnings calls for all the companies that we own on behalf of our clients and the portfolios that we manage, ones that we're thinking about adding to a portfolio, or even some that we've sold recently, to just check in to see how they're doing. So he's like, the coverage base is really large. What he's really looking for as he listens to those is, what can he grasp on every single company that he listens to, but also what does that mean for the markets as a whole? Markets have rallied quite a bit here recently. Do the earnings that are coming in now and their projections for future quarters, does that justify a lot of what we've seen so far? Or are there warning cracks that come up to show, hey, maybe we've come a little too far too fast? You know, other things that he likes to listen to or kind of hear from is, we've been living in a cycle of higher interest rates over the last year or two, much higher than they were pre-COVID and really since the financial crisis. So those higher interest rates, what does that do to the balance sheet and the health of the company that they see? You know, and then the Fed's been basically broadcasting that they're going to be cutting later this year. And that's something we're still watching to see how much we actually think that they do. But if that happens, how does that impact some of those companies? You know, the impact of what that interest that they're paying is, or potentially them pushing out to get new loans that they need, they might be waiting to get a lower rate later on, and how important that can be for each company. You know, one of the things that we get asked out a lot about is AI. So he's looking to see the companies that mention that, and are they using it? And what does that really even mean for each one of those companies? Or is that something they're just saying? And are they able to increase their profit margins because of being able to streamline some of what they do? And do they pass that along to consumers at all? Or is that something that stays directly with that company? And kind of what the trend looks like for that too. So that's something he's really interested in.
Do you need some sort of special genetic makeup to listen to that many earnings calls?
To be on them constantly, I would think so. You know, Jason loves this kind of stuff. This is what he really lives for and really derives a lot of value from listening to those calls. So that it is a lot, and it is pretty taxing, but he gets a lot out of it.
Now, folks, we've really got a talented investment team on that's always working on behalf of our clients. Question three on Ask Annex. I'd like to work only part-time. What kind of planning does that require? I'll probably work enough hours to still qualify for the company-provided health care.
Yeah, this is the great thing about financial planning. Every plan is different. Every plan is tailored to your individual circumstances. So if you qualify for healthcare, first off, that's going to eliminate your healthcare costs. So that's one less cost that you'll have. So we can look at your expenses. Will they be higher? Will they be lower? And if you're used to getting a certain wage and your income drops, you know, sometimes that's a big adjustment. So we may have to supplement some income from other sources. So starting to plan that out. And then also thinking about when we're going to take Social Security. So you may choose to delay Social Security a little bit longer because you're getting that part-time income. And then lastly, how does it affect your tax picture? Are Roth conversions available? Does this lower your income tax? Does it increase your income tax? All those things go into your financial plan.
So we talked to Susie Lopez about part-time retirement a couple of weeks ago, and that video on the Annex Wealth Management YouTube channel has just got huge amount of traffic. So I think people are interested in this.
Yeah, that's a great piece. And it's becoming more and more relevant where, you know, whether it's because people need a hobby or just for some additional income, the world is hard.
We always say if you're going to get into retirement, you need to retire to something rather than from something. So if you're trying to just make the pain stop, you know, on your particular job, you really need to think of it beyond that. Matt Morsey is investment team manager, also a CFP at Annex Wealth Management. Thank you.
Thank you.
Brad Coleman, CFP and a wealth manager at Annex Wealth Management. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Danny.
This is Money Talk, the Annex Wealth Management show on 92.5 Fox News. It was bound to happen. Over your career, investments came along for the ride. The first 401k, brokerage account, profit sharing, stock options, pension, another 401k, an insurance policy, an annuity. You get the picture. At Annex Wealth Management, we believe every portfolio tells a story. After all, we've seen, reviewed, dissected, discussed, and analyzed thousands of them. Some portfolios are like well-tended gardens and reflect diligence, patience, fortitude, and optimism. Others tell the story of being sold commission products that might not have been the best choice, maybe for the salesperson, but not for the investor. When the financial planning team at Annex reviews your portfolio, we spot what works, what might not, and then provide unbiased suggestions based on what's important, the retirement you desire. That's where the good stuff happens. Every portfolio tells a story. Let's work on yours. Investment, retirement, tax, and estate planning. As a fee-only fiduciary, that's our story. Head to AnnexWealth.com, click the Get Started button. That's AnnexWealth.com.
Know the difference with Annex Wealth Management? Tom Parks, Director of Retirement Plan Services at Annex. He and his team work with a number of companies to help their employees save, invest, and plan for retirement. Welcome back.
Greetings, Danny.
Title of the article I saw was, The 5 Most Underrated Benefits of 401k Plans. Really? Underrated benefits. Tom, we're going to talk about it.
Yes, we are, Danny. I'm super excited about this one.
Yeah, I think you're going to react in an interesting manner to some of these. All right. Higher contribution limits than one might think. Is that underrated?
I think it absolutely is. So for one thing, you can contribute a lot more to a 401k than you can an IRA, for example. So $23,000 is the max limit unless you're 50 or older, in which case you can do another $7,500. All this is subject to non-discrimination testing and the particulars of a plan. So we're talking big picture here. But another one, Danny, that wasn't even kind of in the article but pertains to this specifically is Roth contributions in 401ks. A lot of people forget that the income limitations do not apply in the case of a Roth 401k. So if you're someone who has that, a level of income that keeps you from putting money into a Roth IRA, this might be a great avenue for you to go and not only do the Roth, but put even more than you can in an IRA. So lots of cool stuff going on with the high contribution limits.
That Roth thing is, that's not a secret weapon, but that's kind of a secret weapon.
It is interesting how many people don't realize that that's the rule. To this day, I get surprised sometimes when I'm like, no, yeah, you can do that. You know, so definitely look into that if it's something that sounds new to you.
Underrated or overrated 401k benefits. Automated low-cost investing. Is that underrated?
I think this is probably among all of these my favorite one because, you know, we talk about friction. You and I have talked. There's this book called Nudge that I really enjoy. It's just talking about getting people to do things. You think about Amazon, the pressing the buy button, trying to make purchasing as easy as possible. This is kind of that version of it. It's like pay yourself first before you even get the money, pay yourself first. So yes, automated, you decide how much you want to save, goes into the account before you get a chance to spend it on some other thing you probably don't need. And generally speaking, it is lower cost because you're buying in bulk with your plan. So really, really a lot of cool stuff going on there.
Title of the article, The 5 Most Underrated Benefits of 401k Plans. We're getting Tom's opinion on this. He is Director of Retirement Plan Services at Annex. Number 3, access to low interest loans if you need them.
Danny, we were doing so well. And then they had to bring this one up. You know I'm not a huge fan of borrowing from 401k plans. So for one thing, your plan would have to allow it. I've done everything I can, and it's been pretty easy keeping loans out of the 401k plan here at Annex. And I do the same. I make that recommendation to our clients. Some have them, some don't. Just be very careful. A 401k plan has a specific purpose. That is to save for retirement, not to act as a piggy bank. So I'm not as big of a fan as this one as they are, but you know, whatever. We'll take with the good with the bad.
Benefits of 401ks. Some are underrated. Portability, is that underrated?
I think it is because back in the day, transferring money, the legal mechanism was always there for rollovers from one qualified account to another, but actually getting it done was a little more of a pain. And that with technology has become a lot easier. I think I'm still surprised to this day, Danny, how many people leave their 401k plan where it was, and then they end up literally forgetting about it, which just blows my mind. So portability, much, much easier than it used to be. And I do recommend that once you leave your employer, you take a look at your account and try to figure out what you're going to do with it.
I think my 401k is one of my oldest friends. I mean, really, yeah. I've dragged it from place to place.
Well, I know how you feel, Danny, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, that's right. 401ks, underrated, overrated benefits. Number 5, great for early retirement. Is that underrated?
Well, yeah. So there are some provisions inside of a 401k plan, for instance. And again, plan by plan, it varies. But most plans these days allow in-service withdrawals at age 59 and a half. There are some other early withdrawal provisions having to do with age 55. But yeah, having access to the money, whether you are actually retiring or you just want to gain access to it as you approach retirement, this is good, particularly, I think, from a financial planning perspective. As the 401k guy, you'd think, you know, I'm always pro 401k. But I do think as people get closer to retirement, taking that money and getting more control over it by rolling it into an IRA is something worth considering. And 401k plans tend to make that pretty easy for people.
Okay, you added one. Can I add one?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. All right. To all the company owners, CFOs, and HR professionals out there, 401ks might be an underrated benefit, but they absolutely are not.
They are not, Danny. These are such great tools, not only for recruitment, retention, but we talk a lot about financial wellness. This is the hub of the financial wellness drive within a company. You know, we do a lot of engagement on my team. It's my most favorite part of the job is helping people take advantage of this benefit. It's one thing to put a 401k plan in place, but if it's not actually benefiting the people on your team, then what are you doing? You know, so let us help you make the most of the benefit that you're doing because they really are awesome. Just like we've just touched on a few things here today, then there's so many more.
Yeah, I always like talking to you about this. So they are. Tom, somebody needs to get a hold of you. What's the best way? From LinkedIn, maybe?
LinkedIn is a great place. Obviously, our website is another one. We're pretty easy to find, Danny.
Yeah, Tom Parks. He is Director of Retirement Plan Services, Annex Wealth Management. Thank you.
Thank you, Danny.
Quick break. We're going to be back. This is Money Talk, the Annex Wealth Management Show, 92.5 Fox News.
Market volatility, global issues, inflation, still more than a few headwinds this year. That's probably why Americans feel uncertain about their financial futures. Boomers, not much room for error. Gen X might need more than a 401k. And for millennials, it's time to get real about saving and investing. Talk to Annex Wealth Management. Build security with a partner on your side for unbiased advice. You may need more than investments. That's why Annex delivers tax and estate planning. There's an Annex plan personalized for you. Click the Get Started button at AnnexWealth.com. Know the difference with Annex Wealth Management with Keith Butler, a wealth manager at Annex Wealth Management. Hello, Keith.
Hey, great to be here.
We center a lot of our content about planning for retirement, and happy to report, we don't consider the job done if you're not fulfilled in retirement. That's when the good stuff should happen. But what if you haven't thought much about what happens when every day becomes Saturday? Keith, we saw a recent figure regarding planning for life in retirement. What was your reaction to that?
Well, I was really a little bit surprised by that. And this is something, what this really reminds me of, this general topic here. You know, we have all these webinars and workshops. We have one that's recurring called Destination Retirement, Are We There Yet? And I've had the privilege of presenting that with Deanne Phillips a couple of times. And that's what that's all about. Because you think, at first, you think, oh, they're just going to talk about numbers. Well, we do talk about numbers and taxes, yeah, but no, there's a lot of that that's devoted to the kind of the soft part of it, as I'd call it, which is, what are you going to do?
And it's important.
It is very important because there's a myriad of activities and it gets people kind of thinking down that road.
If somebody hasn't thought about being down that road, maybe they're not sure how they want to live life in retirement. Is that a big problem? And I got to admit, I'm not sure. Besides getting to the 150 little projects I can't get to now, I'll knock them out in retirement. But then what? Planning for retirement involves more than financial considerations. What do you find that most people picture their retirement as?
Well, 77% of Americans surveyed in their 50s and 60s see retirement as a phase of life during which they will finally be able to pursue their passions and pastimes they did not have time for during their working years.
Keith, when you sit with clients or soon-to-be clients of Annex Wealth Management, are these things that they share? Do they talk about what it is that they want to do? And do they connect it with the plan that we want to construct for them?
Well, the answer that, you know, I always love to give is it depends. And what it depends on, I think, is this. It often is, are you running away from something or are you running to something? A lot of people are retiring because they hate their job. Because they're just done. They're physically exhausted. They are just ready. I can't do this anymore. So they're running away from that job situation. I think those people plan a lot less as to what will fill their time because they're focused on getting away from something. Other people are retiring to run to something. And that is maybe a passion, a charitable endeavor, a hobby that they really want to spend more time doing that they've really enjoyed. Maybe they've created some sort of a bucket list in traveling and they want to get to that. So I think it depends on whether or not they're running to or running away.
We're with Keith Butler, a wealth manager at Annex Wealth Management. Planning for retirement, important. Planning for life in retirement is important as well. 87% of individuals in their 50s and 60s who work with a financial professional have discussed an investment strategy for retirement, putting the plan together. But just a little over half have discussed budgeting for their favorite activities. Do they need budgets as they head into retirement?
It depends. because part of it is how strong is the financial plan? I mean, we work with folks all across the spectrum. Some people have, frankly, they got all the money in the world. Do they need a budget? No. Because some people, they don't spend. That's just not their nature. They've got plenty of money. They'll just get what they want, get what they need, and then they'll be happy. Other people whose financial plan may be successful, but it doesn't have a tremendous amount of flexibility, they probably should budget to make sure that that stays on track. That's something that we help them with, because every time we get together for a meeting with our clients, whether it's a couple times a year or whatever, we go through the financial plan. We update it so that if anything starts to get off track, we can catch it early. Sort of like, you know, the analogy to a doctor. If something's going wrong, you want to catch it in stage one.
As a wealth manager, what is it that you'd like to hear from a soon-to-be client of Annex Wealth Management when it comes to how they want to live their second act in retirement? If you talk to a doctor, they'll say they want to hear everything, as you mentioned. Nothing's held back. Is the same when we're designing a plan for them?
I think so, because one of the many things that goes into the financial plan, maybe the hardest to determine, is really half the equation. That's how much do you spend. And when we put together a financial plan, the income is fairly easy to determine. While you're working, you got your paycheck. When you're retired, you may have Social Security, you might have a pension. We can tell exactly what you have coming in. How much is going out? Depends, you know, does the refrigerator break down? Do you need a new roof? So I think one of the things that we need to help them determine is what are those living expenses going to be? Your world is changing, because you'll have a lot more time on your hands after you retire, and trying to figure out exactly what that spending is going to be will be a really key component. So I think once we have that conversation and we talk about all these things, we can identify things like, oh, maybe we should build in an extra, I'll make up a number, $15,000 a year for travel for the next 15 years. Maybe you don't do it in your 80s, you know, but for the next 15 years, the so-called go-go years, maybe we want to build out some more. So in that conversation, it may draw out things. We say, hey, let's put this in as a separate spending figure, and let's check that against the plan.
Folks, this is what we plan for. This is what we're good at, and we'd love to help you achieve the retirement you desire. We're ready with investment and retirement planning, tax planning, and estate planning. We do it as a fee-only fiduciary. Want you to know the difference? Our website, annexwealth.com. Click that Get Started button. Keith Butler, Wealth Manager at Annex Wealth Management. Thanks for your insight.
My pleasure.
Need to reach Annex Wealth Management but want to skip the computer? That's no problem at all. Give us a call. We're 239-350-6363. That's 239-350-6363. Let's talk soon. Back on Money Talk, the Annex Wealth Management Show, 92.5 Fox News with Robert Chastain, Branch Director, Wealth Manager at Annex Wealth Management here in Southwest Florida. Hey, Robert.
Hi, Danny.
We're going to talk about focus. Maybe specific financial goals, maybe improving your financial health. That sounds pretty good. Got a couple of things that you might want to check out to stay on track to achieve those goals. The first is, and I'm going to start with a question, Robert. The suggestion is do the math and figure out your net worth and your personal budgets. Why is net worth important?
Having a level of confidence in your net worth, if you don't know the number, you don't know whether I'm good, I'm bad, I'm average, I'm above average, head of the crowd, behind the crowd, ahead of the curve, behind the curve. It's a reason they have grades in school, right? How are you doing?
Yeah.
So let's take all of your assets minus your liabilities, and we'll come out with a pretty close number of what your net worth is, and maybe be a little conservative. And then that's where the rubber hits the road, and then we can start doing some planning.
Do you think it's fairly universal that most people don't like doing budgets? And is it that important?
I don't know what the percentage is, Danny, but most clients that I meet with when they first come in don't have a budget and don't really know where their money is spent. And it's eye-opening for them when we grind out the budget. It can be a grind. Can be a little uncomfortable and a little laborious at first, but once you get used to it, once you see it and see it on paper, it's interesting how people make different choices.
Yeah. It's Money Talk, the Annex Wealth Management Show, 92.5 Fox News. Robert Chastain is Branch Director and Wealth Manager at Annex Wealth Management here in Southwest Florida. Talking about some things you should keep an eye on to improve your overall financial health. We've talked often about this, and this is to recognize and manage lifestyle inflation. And listen, there's nothing wrong with doing pretty well in life and maybe upgrading a thing or two. You just don't want to let it get out of control.
Without a doubt, Danny. You know, as a college kid, you're used to eating peanut butter and jelly and mac and cheese, you know, and now as a 40-year-old, you added lobster to your mac and cheese. That is okay because you do have to enjoy the journey. None of us know when our time's up here on Earth, but also act your wage, live within your means, plan for your whole family, plan for your spouse, plan for your retirement. You will live a happier life. You'll feel better. There's a reason all these companies employ marketing people to attract you to those bright, shiny new objects. Free for a year, free financing for a year, right? It's okay to have some of those things, but make sure it fits in your plan and make sure you're doing all the other things that will make you successful.
I think we'll both agree, though, that lobster in mac and cheese is pretty awesome.
It is.
It is pretty good.
There's a reason I brought that up. And I remember, you know, the old box mac and cheese. I don't think the lobster mac and cheese comes out of a box.
Yeah. I was never a ramen guy. I don't think that was around when I was in college. I'm sure I would have eaten it. But now there's luxury ramen noodles. So there you go. Robert Chastain's on with us on Money Talk, the Annex Wealth Management Show, talking about just a couple of little guardrails, recognizing needs versus wants, and then you spend mindfully. Now, there's some people that you would not know as you're in Naples that they have a substantial amount of money just because of the way they live. Others, you know, they're enjoying the fruits of their labor.
Well, and if you're one of those that has to keep up with the Joneses and you're living on the edge, you're living paycheck to paycheck, and there are some people in Southwest Florida, Danny, that do, you know, carry a lot of debt. There is the other side of the coin where people pay cash for everything. They have zero debt. Try and do what's comfortable for you. And if you are saving for your retirement and you have a plan, you're probably not one of those keep up with the Joneses. I mean, I'm just going to guess at that. There's just so many things that you can spend money on. And companies make it easy for you to spend your money, right? They want you to want their products and they're good at it. So just make sure it fits in your budget. I have two categories, nice to have and have to have. Mm-hmm. And if it's a nice to have and I can't pay cash for it, it's not nice enough to have. So if I really want a bright, shiny new object and I can pay cash for it, it doesn't prohibit me from doing my saving, my 401k, and every other goal that I have, okay, I can do that. All the other goals and commitments come first.
We will keep you in line, folks, once we build that plan with you. That's what we would love to do as a fee-only fiduciary. It's investment, it's retirement planning, tax planning, and estate planning. Elite full-service wealth management experience. AnnexWealth.com is the website. Click that Get Started button. Robert Chastain, Wealth Manager, Branch Director at Annex Wealth Management here in Southwest Florida. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Danny.
What can grandparents do for grandchildren? Ooh, this is when it really starts to get fun. That's coming up next on Money Talk, the Annex Wealth Management Show, 92.5 Fox News. Inflation, market volatility, global unrest, a presidential election. There's a lot going on, which might lead to anxiety and planning paralysis. You're not alone if you're feeling stressed about your investment and retirement planning. How about this? Take control with help from Annex Wealth Management. Build a plan that works for you, your family, and your investment and retirement goals. Even better, Annex does it as a fee-only fiduciary with unbiased advice that includes tax and estate planning. Annex offers financial planning at every level. If you're just starting out, Annex Ignite might be for you. Annex Comprehensive Wealth is a great fit for most, especially with retirement on the horizon. And if you've got high net worth and complex planning challenges, consider Annex Private Client. Head to AnnexWealth.com and click the Get Started button. It only takes a few minutes to start the conversation, and you can set your own appointment at a time that works for you. It's time to put things in order and lower the stress and anxiety. Know the difference with a fee-only fiduciary. That's Annex Wealth Management. AnnexWealth.com.
Know the difference with Annex Wealth Management? You know, at the core, Annex Wealth Management is about investment and retirement planning. And once a proper plan is in place, you've got a path forward. Then the fun stuff begins, like the joy of being a grandparent. And to talk about it, Deanne Phillips, Director of Client Learning and Development, CFP, and a CDFA at Annex Wealth Management, but not a grandma yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. Got to get her through college first.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Grandparenting is just different. It's like being an aunt or an uncle. You can stir them up and then give them back, but this is deeper. You might want to bless them in certain ways through a well-crafted financial plan, and that's what we're going to talk about. Deanna, maybe the most natural place to start would be what people tend to do, which is take care of this little one with higher education, and that would be, what, a 529?
Yeah, so 529 refers to the federal tax code, and these are college savings plans. They are state-specific, so each state has their own different plan, but they basically run the same way. Congress created them as a way for families to save for their children's future education. They're flexible, they can be tax advantaged, and they're specifically set up for those educational savings used for any qualified educational expense like public or private school from elementary to college age and beyond. Even some special programs like Outward Bound can be partially covered. Now, expenses can include tuition, room and board for full-time students, books and certain supplies and fees. And when they are pulled out and the funds are used for qualified expenses, there's no taxation on withdrawals. So it's kind of like a Roth. You put in already taxed dollars, and when it's used properly, you pull the dollars out income tax free. You name and control the beneficiary. You control the distribution of the assets, and you can change beneficiaries. So if one grandchild gets a full ride to college and doesn't need all the money, you can actually transfer it to a different beneficiary.
In your experience, have you seen where people put lump sums in? Do they contribute throughout the years?
Yeah, certainly. Now, some grandparents want to start a fund for different purposes as well, like maybe a car or helping the child save for a home. So a 529 is not always an appropriate vehicle for everybody.
Have you seen clients open up something as simple as a savings account in a grandchild's name, or maybe would it be an investment account?
Yeah, now you can put money into an account and gift over time to a beneficiary, keeping within the annual gifting limits, or you can start a fund as a custodian with the assets in their name directly, but there can be gift tax, income tax, or estate tax planning implications in this case, so you really need to work with your wealth manager on the best strategy. Beyond that exclusion, pay medical bills and tuition directly without it being a part of that exclusion. But it needs to go, in that case, directly from you to the institution and not be written to the beneficiary. So you just got to be sure that you do it right.
Deanna Phillips, Director of Client Learning Development, CFP and a CDFA at Annex Wealth Management. We're talking about what grandparents can do for grandchildren. How about including a grandchild in a will or an estate plan? Is that something you see?
Sometimes, yes. However, remember that a child until age of majority can't inherit directly. They need a custodian, a parent, relative, financial representative to hold and manage the money for them. So that should be a consideration in naming a minor. You've got to work with an estate planning attorney on your goals and in the best way to achieve them in your estate plan.
You know, it must be kind of fun when clients come in and they want to do something for their grandchildren.
Right.
Maybe they're not exactly sure how or what. You guide them through that process.
Well, of course. So we're here to help set up their financial plan, understand their goals primarily, and make sure that, you know, that they're met over time.
One thing that grandparents will need to avoid, at least in my opinion, is overspending. Mm-hmm. A good thing is great. Too much of a good thing is not.
Sure, of course. So grandparents want to be the ones who spoil their loved ones, but you always need to remember to put the oxygen mask on yourself first. Really, that means having that financial plan and watching the plan, retesting the plan in all economic conditions, building in your gifting goals, making sure that the plan supports them. And remember that a kid's and grandkid's career is also an asset. They have their life's worth of earning power. So depleting your own personal savings to the point of financial pain and pressure to have them, for example, graduate with no debt, especially right at the time of your retirement, that should be looked at really carefully. That can be a slippery slope. And while it is important to follow your values, be sure you don't become a charity yourself.
Yeah. When it gets down to it, many will suggest that grandparents spend on experiences over things. You take them to the Grand Canyon. And you take them out fishing, you teach them how to sail, you do stuff like that.
You know, I love this, Danny. We often will have people come in and say, you know, what good is it to me, at least when I'm gone, you know, and they get this money? Let's enjoy it all together. So experiences follow the family. Those memories last long after we're gone, potentially, whereas toys don't necessarily last, right? Having that family get together somewhere special where it's a family celebration, so important to many clients I service here at Annex. We actually build those dreams right into your financial plan.
Love it. Deanna Phillips, Director of Client Learning Development, CFP, and a CDFA at Annex Wealth Management. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Good news, bad news. The good news, inflation today is nothing like it's been in the past few years. The bad news, lower inflation doesn't mean lower prices. In fact, one recent study says investors still consider inflation their single biggest threat. If you're concerned how inflation might affect your legacy, your financial freedom, or your confidence, meet with the team at Annex Wealth Management. We're fee-only fiduciaries. We'll build a plan together and guide you on the steps to take to reach the retirement you desire. Annex Wealth Management. Know the difference. AnnexWealth.com. We're back. Financial planning at every level. Annex Comprehensive Wealth, Annex Private Client, Annex Ignite. We're going to meet you where you're at. By the way, if you want to hear a podcast version of this show, it's going to be live at the top of the hour, wherever you get your podcasts. Dr. Brian Jacobson, Chief Economist at Annex Wealth Management on the show today. Dave Spano, President and CEO, Annex Wealth Management.
You know, Danny, this might be saber rattling, but we'll have to find out exactly what happens over in Israel right now. Of course, Iran is making lots of noise, and the United States is moving some ships into the area, but that certainly has made the equity markets nervous, and of course, that came out, and we saw that on Friday with a retraction in the equity markets.
That's right. Yeah, it was a rather large sell-off in the equity markets, but really, if you think about it in the grand scheme of equity market sell-offs in the past, it was fairly muted, and that isn't too surprising if you are a student of history of the markets as you are and as I am, where we've seen this in the past as far as geopolitics. They can cause what's called a repricing rather abruptly. But when you think about what does this mean to the earnings of the companies that you invest in, oftentimes it doesn't necessarily mean an awful lot if you have that diversified portfolio. It can be very significant, of course.
Let me just jump in on that. The idea, the word repricing, that might be a nice way of saying things are going down, but
that's
really
true.
But it really does mean that, you know, should you pay the same multiple today as you did 2 weeks ago when you have new facts and circumstances?
That's right. Yep. As the facts change, the pricing in the markets will change. And the markets, really, you can think about them as being a very efficient and competitive way of trying to price these risks, because there's uncertainty how long this will play out and how it will resolve. And you can have a differentiated view as to how it will ultimately play out. But what we have seen with military conflicts in the past, especially when it relates to the Middle East, it's kind of playing out the way that we would have expected. Energy prices are up. Gold prices are up. Treasury yields have moved down a little bit, but most of this, what's called flight to safety, has been really reflected more in the gold market and also in the foreign exchange market, where foreign investors buying U.S. dollars. And so it is playing out kind of as we would expect it to. And these are often where it is very short-lived. Once you actually do get the event happening, all of a sudden the market can then really assess the new facts and then start moving forward from that point forward.
Now, you used a great word, which was event. And I will tell you, our teammate, Dr. Todd Voigt, another PhD on your team, has said to me 30 years ago that it is nearly impossible to price in event risk.
Yes.
And so you just said event. And I think that's an important concept for people to understand and go, well, if something happens, what are you going to do about it? That's a different step than trying to forecast an event risk.
That's right. It's one of the reasons why we really want to take that longer term view. You know, the two real cardinal virtues of investing are diversification and patience. When there are these events that can happen, they might come out of the blue, maybe you have anticipated them. It's still something that we have found in the past. It's best just to really try to ride through it. Make sure that you have properly really allocated your portfolio towards liquidity needs, that is the cash needs that you have, to help you ride through some of these events just in case they don't play out over the course of a few days or a few weeks.
And then one of the things that we do here at Annex Wealth Management, and we're certainly not saying set it and forget it if we aren't managing your money, but what we have here is a core and tactical philosophy, and I think that deserves attention.
That's right. Yeah. So the core philosophy is the idea that we want to have the bulk of a portfolio really oriented, geared towards those long-term financial goals. But we also want the ability to respond to events as they unfold. And so that would then be the tactical part of it.
Right.
And so maybe for some people, that could be a small sliver of it. Others, it could be a more significant portion of it. But that ability to allocate when the market gives you an opportunity, we think is a way in which hopefully we can add value or at least manage some of the risks in trying to accomplish and achieve that longer-term financial goal.
And that is a significant difference than, of course, market timing. Market timing is trying to get all in or all out. Mm-hmm. And of course, you have to be right not once but twice when to get out and when to get back in. And you and I over our careers have seen that over and over again, that people got out and never got back in. And that is, of course, that is just as harmful.
That's right. And actually, one of the things that I have noticed with some individual investors that I've spoken to is that timing of getting out is really easy for them to act on. It's the getting back in that is almost the most challenging thing for them. They're very quick to exit, and then it takes a very long time, months or years, to actually get out of cash and get more aligned with their long-term goals.
Todd Voigt told you that 30 years ago?
30 years ago, yeah.
He was right.
Yeah, of course, yeah. And he continues to be right on that, and that's why I want to share that with our listeners, is because trying to market time is often a fool's errand, and that is the reason why you go through this. You understand your risk, you understand your goals, and you put together a portfolio that will last through these types of events.
Dr. Brian Jacobson, Chief Economist, Annex Wealth Management, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Dave Spano, President and CEO, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, look at that, folks. Midway through April already. Now, if you're concerned about inflation, the economy, global events, your path to retirement, let's talk. It only takes a couple of minutes to start the conversation at annexwealth.com. When you click that Get Started button, if you're like me, something's bugging me that I haven't done yet, I feel way better when I take a step toward that solution. Make today the day. Thanks for listening. See you next Sunday at noon. It's Money Talk, the Annex Wealth Management Show, 92.5 Fox News.
The Annex Wealth Management Show is hosted by Annex Wealth Management, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Important information about the qualifications and business practices of Annex is available at annexwealth.com. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk. Please consult with a qualified fiduciary advisor about your specific situation.